From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm smoking hot, Bill Curtis. And so is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. Great to be with you. Excited about our guest today. It's singer Loudon Wainwright III, or as Apple might call him, Loudon Wainwright 2S. Now, after a summer traveling from Denver to San Francisco to the Berkshires, we're back home in Chicago. It is great to be here. Especially now that the statute of limitations has expired. Now, it's no longer a legal matter. I can say to the mayor, no hard feelings, and seriously, you've got so many buildings left standing. What is the difference? But we're back and happy to give you once more the chance to win the voice of Carl Castle on your voicemail. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Kate Fitzsimmons. I'm from Allentown, Pennsylvania.
Oh, hi, Kate. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. I'm really excited to be on the show.
We are excited to have you on the show. So Allentown, of course, made famous by Billy Joel.
Yes, singing a song that actually had nothing to do with anything going on in Allentown. Apparently he mistook it for Bethlehem.
Really?
Was yeah, it just that's like where a, the factory was.
Really? Was it just like a rhyme thing? Like he couldn't make Bethlehem
now
work?
Yeah, now anytime that you say you're from Allentown, everyone remembers that song.
Really?
Great.
So did I just... Kate, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a writer for HBO's Real Time with Bill Maher. Mr. Adam Felber is here. Hi, Kate. Next, a contributor to CBS Sunday Morning and the producer of a new baby girl. It's Faith Salen. Finally, it's a comedian currently on a 100-city tour of America. You can see him at the Chicago Theater in Chicago on September 20th. It's Mike Birbiglia.
Thank you.
Kate, welcome to the show. You're going to play Who's Bill this time. Bill Curtis is going to perform for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you will win our prize, scorekeeper emeritus Carl Castle's voice on your voicemail. Ready to play?
Yes.
All right, here is your first quote.
Not real. My little ass is a lot cuter than that.
That was singer Ariana Grande responding to what big or little story about computer hacking this week?
The leak of a large number of pornographic pictures that had been hacked.
Go on. No, you're right, of course, yes. These are the hack nude photos. We could have led the show this week with news from Ukraine or Syria, but those people are not naked. Somebody hacked into the accounts of Ms. Grande, Jennifer Lawrence, and several other well-known female celebrities and stole their private nude photos. The pictures were stolen from the iCloud web storage service, which many news services, including the BBC and Britain's Daily Mail, had to explain their audiences, not an actual cloud. Apparently,
actual clouds have even worse security.
It's true. But really, I mean, how could people were making this mistake? Apparently, British people were standing outside under storm clouds waiting for it to start raining boobs. The big thing we learned in this whole incident was not that celebrity accounts can be hacked so easily, but that apparently everybody takes naked pictures of themselves. I didn't know this.
I didn't either.
I did.
Is it just... I would have to have a touch of dysentery for a week, followed by self-tanner, before I would take a nude picture of myself.
Oh, I love those dysentery shots.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, have you ever taken a nude photo of yourself? Guys?
Maybe.
No, I've always had that confusion whenever people video themselves having sex, because after I have sex, all I can think is at least no one saw that.
That's the smallest comfort. Now, your next quote is a man in New York standing in line outside a store in New York City.
We wanted to beat the record. 18 days.
That man, his name is Brian Ceballo. He is prepared to spend over 2 weeks waiting for what?
The new iPhone.
Yes, the new iPhone. Very good. The big rumor swirling on the Apple obsessive websites is 4.7 inches and 5.5 inches. That's both an answer to what will be the sizes of the new iPhones and what did we learn about Justin Bieber and Ryan Gosling from the iCloud hack? Because this is the flip side. Because, you know, Apple is dealing with this iCloud, which that's their thing, iCloud. And they're dealing with this just before their big major media event next week. The big announcement, everybody assumes, will be the iPhone 6, which will be an improvement on the once awesome, now sucky and unbearable iPhone 5S, because it will be newer and will have things like a bigger, clearer screen, and it will have a 6 on it, which is one more than 5.
Oh, I hate my phone now.
Well, you know, I live in New York City, and on my block is a big Apple store.
Yeah.
And when these kind of things happen, it makes it really difficult to tell the iPhone enthusiasts from the homeless people.
They end up smelling about the same.
On the sidewalk for a week together.
You can tell the homeless people because they generally are running Windows phones. And that's...
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Another thing, I don't know if you heard about this, but in addition to the iPhone 6, they're also going to announce their new Apple wearable. That's a noun now, wearable. And people are like, oh, it's going to be like a watch or maybe like their version of Google Glass, right? But they should just roll out something to see how much of a sucker we are. Here's the new eye retainer. Here's the eye sleep apnea mask. Try that on, nerds. Hey, how about some pleated eye pants?
Eye catheter.
Yeah, there you go.
That was an underrated movie.
Here is your last quote.
I don't care about the consequences. Put this plane down now.
That was the alleged words of a woman named Amy Fine, one of the people who demanded that their flight land immediately. Why?
Gosh, are these the people fighting over the knee defender?
Or yes, the people who were fighting basically over reclining seats in airplanes. This third incident happened in a week. Two of these flights made emergency landings. On the other, an air marshal arrested a guy who wouldn't shut up about the woman in front of him reclining. You'd think these now common mid-air riots would get a response from the airlines. Only American Airlines has made any change. They've turned their first-class seats around so the rich people can watch passengers and coach fight.
That woman who said, put this plane down now,
yeah.
You know who leaned back into her?
Who?
An elderly lady who was knitting.
She took it up in that issue with a woman holding needles.
What do they say at the beginning, those safety films? They always say sit back and relax.
Yeah, sit back.
And they just have. They should change it. It should be sit forward, brace yourself, and tolerate this flight.
Yeah.
I want to know who's right. I don't even understand. Who are these knee lunatics?
The knee fringe.
Who are the knee? Who are these people?
And we haven't even gotten to what I call the Gaza Strip, which is the middle seat elbow.
The seat. That.
What do you call these?
Armrests.
Yeah.
I feel that those belong to the person in the middle seat.
You know what? Fair enough, because they're deprived the extra aisle.
Yeah,
the window.
Exactly.
Yeah. Solve that one.
Yeah.
Bill. Oh, Bill, how did Kate do in our quiz?
Kate is 3 for 3. What a winner.
Well done. Thank you, Kate.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Lean on me when you're not strong.